I sometimes wonder if Jesus thinks that we are all hopelessly forgetful people. The Gospels are filled with subtle and not so subtle reminders of things that should be important to each of us. Love one another. Be forgiving. God is always with us. Trust in God. We know all of these things, right? Yes, we know all of these things, but Jesus knows us so well that he repeats them over and over again in different ways, hoping that something will really get our attention. Today, in the reading from St. Luke, Jesus blesses the loaves and the fishes, prepares to share them miraculously with the huge crowd that has gathered to hear him speak. At the Last Supper, he blessed the bread and wine and shared his body and blood. At each Mass, he once again shares his body and blood with each of us. This blessing and sharing of food is an important part of our faith and should be something that we repeat in our own lives. A blessing offered with a meal is a very special prayer. But how many of us bother with a prayer before we eat? Why do many people not say grace before a meal anymore? Mealtime is a wonderful time for members of a family to be with each other. And yet today, that gathering time is very precious because we are all running in different directions, with swim practice or summer jobs or baseball games and a myriad of other activities. Saying a blessing before eating declares something about the time together. It makes those minutes special. So let us make a point of taking the reminder that Jesus gives us today and doing something with it. Let's begin today to say a blessing when we are gathered to eat a meal, thanking God for his goodness and the people that gather around the table. Whether it's pizza or roast beef or burgers, it's through God's bounty that we have food to share and enjoy. So let us all bring grace back into our prayer lives. God love you.